We've had stars in Nottingham we wouldn't have had to begin with. I know we now get stars also at the arena, possibly bigger stars, but we've had some big stars at both the Theatre Royal and the Concert Hall. And that is enabling local people to see a bit of the world, not just to have to go down to London or up to Manchester or Birmingham. And I've seen, been fortunate to see some terrific classical concerts there, the Halle and even our East Midlands, not even, I mean, I'm very proud of our East Midlands Orchestra, the Viva Orchestra, play there. And it's so nice to have that. It's so good to have that. I've enjoyed both venues ever since now, but because I've been so busy, you get forgetful of what you've seen and what you haven't seen. But I do enjoy it when I can get there and see some of the great acts that we can now attract, and I'm proud of that. I remember at the time, in the 80s, the Bristol local newspaper, we were given an extract from their newspaper saying, "What's wrong with Bristol? Look at what Nottingham are doing. They've got a terrific football team. They've got I don't want to offend any Notts Constable, Notts County under Jimmy Searle was doing extremely well. And then we've got Torvill and Dean, and we've got this tremendous concert hall and Theatre Royal. And what's Bristol got? Not very much. I'm not sure about, I don't want to do Bristol down. They probably have got it quite a bit now, but at the time this was their local paper saying that. Look at Nottingham.